con Julia.
O'clock. My name is Julia, and here with me in the studio are Annabelle, Jesus, and Thecibel. How are you guys?
Fine, thank you. We are very happy.
Very good.
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I don't feel bad anymore because I didn't have chocolate today. I don't know if it ever happens to you. I'm sure it does, but if you, you know, have loads of uncertainties in your life, and you're like, oh, and I have to do this and this and this, and I don't know that, and I don't know this. And then you kind of start freaking out. So that's kind of happening to me because I have loads of things flying around in my head. But then I keep telling myself, you'll get there, you know, step by step. So this is how I am. This is how I am. But generally good, generally good. Thank you for asking. The thing is, normally when you ask, yeah, how are you? You don't expect people to actually tell you, like, fine. And then people like me, like, no, bueno, pues verás, es que, you know, then you start telling them your life story and they're like, yeah, I don't really care. Anyways, I know that you three care a little bit. Anyways, Twitter is the first thing that we're going to do. Today I want to know how you say trenza in English. How do you say trenza in English? All right. We talked about it yesterday. I can tell you this much. It's the same verb and the same noun. All right. So it has the verb form and the noun form are the same, unless you're talking about third person, he, she, or it. Then obviously it changes. Okay. But the verb and the noun is the same. Do you guys remember?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right. Very good. While you guys get the chance to answer it on Twitter, we're going to do question mix number 68. So how long does a trip to the beach last? How long does a bitch, sorry. How long is the trip to the beach? To the beach. Very important pronunciation. Beach with a long E. How long is the trip to the beach last? Annabelle. Annabelle's like, yes, she's not looking at me. I'm not, but I still want you to answer it.
The last.
How long does a trip to the beach?
To the beach lasts.
Mm-hmm.
1 week.
One week.
1 week. Una semana?
1 week.
Ah, 1 week.
1 week. Once a week would be una vez a la semana. But a trip to the beach lasts 1 week. Usually 1 week, sometimes 2, 10 days, more or less. Very good. And how often do you go swimming at the beach?
I'm going.
How often do you go?
I go often. No, I go to the swim.
How often do you go swimming?
I go swimming.
Yes.
To the beach.
I go swimming at the beach.
I go swimming at the beach once a year.
Very good. But so you go, if you're at the beach for a week, you just go once.
Yes.
Once.
And no one time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Entonces.
So yes. Every day.
Every day.
All right.
A week.
So let's analyze the question. How often do you go swimming at the beach? So when I'm at the beach, for example, for a week, I go swimming at the beach
every day.
That's it. I go swimming at the beach every day. Repeat.
I go swimming at the beach every day.
Very good. And do you know how many states there are in the U.S.?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. Very good. How many states are there?
There are 50 states in the U.S.
Very good. And where is Missouri? Where is Missouri?
It's in the U.S.
It's in the U.S. Very good. And do you know if Missouri is a state or a city?
I think that is both.
Do you know if Missouri
yes,
is...
Yes, I do.
All right, very good. That's it. I don't want to know more. What's north of Missouri? Jesus, what's north of Missouri?
I don't know.
Give me the full answer.
I don't know what's north of Missouri.
Very good. North of Missouri is Iowa. Iowa is north of Missouri. I'm not going to say what I was just thinking. Do you know what the capital of Missouri is?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Annabelle, what is the capital of Missouri?
Missouri City?
No! It is a city, but it's called...
Jefferson City.
Jefferson City, that's right. Jefferson City is the capital of Missouri. Very good. And is Missouri bigger or smaller than Ohio? Is Missouri bigger or smaller than Ohio?
It's bigger than Ohio.
It's bigger than Ohio. Very good. And is it richer or poorer than California, Missouri?
It's more. Mm-hmm. No, it's less. It's poor.
It's poorer.
It's poorer.
Uh-huh.
Than California.
It's poorer than California. That's right. Very good. And ask me how many people there are in Missouri.
How many people are there in Missouri?
Very good. I have no idea. I have no idea how many people there are in Missouri. I think you do? How many?
67,000.
67,000 in the
around.
Whole state of Missouri. I do not believe a word you're saying. That's very little. Missouri population. Let's see what Google tells us. 6 million.
Sorry.
No, it's the same. First number are six.
Six. Actually, it's... No, that's impossible. 6.114 million. So a little bit over 6 million. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's actually... Hang on. It's impossible. Yeah, yeah. It is possible because Illinois, for example, has 12.8 million. So yeah, it's 64,000 would be very little. Very little. Very good. What's the official language in Missouri, Annabelle? What's the official language in Missouri?
The official language in Missouri is English. English?
Yes, the official language in Missouri is English. Very good. And were you in Missouri last year?
No, I weren't last year in Missouri.
No, I?
I wasn't in Missouri last week. Last year.
Yes, no, I was in Missouri last year. Very good. And do you want to go to Missouri?
Yes, I do.
Very good. And is Missouri a beautiful or an ugly state?
It's a beautiful state.
It's a beautiful state. Very good. And are there any rivers in Missouri?
Yes, there are.
Very good. And is there a city called Warsaw in Missouri?
Is a city?
Is there a city called Warsaw in Missouri?
Yes, it is. Yes, there is.
Again?
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is. Very good. Yes, there is a city called Warsaw in Missouri. And what's the highest recorded temperature in Warsaw, Missouri? What do you think, Jesus? What's the highest recorded temperature in Missouri?
I don't know, but maybe 45 degrees.
48 degrees is the highest recorded temperature. La temperatura más alta jamás medida en Varsovia, Missouri. It's 48 degrees, almost 50 degrees. Very good. And what's the lowest recorded temperature in Warsaw, Missouri? So we had the highest, which is 48. And what is the lowest recorded temperature? Tessie.
It's... Minus 40.
Minus?
It's minus 40 degrees.
It's minus 40 degrees. Very good. 40 degrees below zero. 40 degrees below zero. Minus 40 degrees. Very good. I always say the same. People say, oh, you're from Germany and from Poland. It's really cold. You must be really used to the cold. Like, I don't like being cold. But it's true that there is no difference between 10 below zero and 25 below zero. You're freezing as it is, so it doesn't really matter. But 40 degrees would probably be a little bit different. Anyways, are there more or fewer rivers in Missouri than in Iowa? Are there more or fewer rivers in Missouri than in Iowa? Now, there are 92 rivers in Missouri, more or less, and 80 rivers in Iowa. So?
There are. And there are more... rivers in Missouri.
Missouri, mm-hmm.
Than Olla.
Than in...
Olla. Olla.
Que en la Olla. Que en la Olla. Iowa.
Iowa.
Es como Ioma, pero es Iowa. La. Iowa. Very good. So there are more rivers in Missouri than in Iowa. Repeat.
There are...
More?
There are more rivers in Missouri than...
en mi querida Soria. In Missouri.
Missouri, uh-huh. Dan, Iowa.
In Iowa.
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 Very good. Are there more people in Missouri than in Texas? Are there more people in Missouri than in Texas? There are about 6 million in Missouri and 27.8 in Texas.
No, there aren't as many people.
Are there more people in Missouri than in Texas?
No, there are less people.
No, give me the answer, but in a full answer. No, there aren't.
No, there aren't.
More?
More people in Missouri than in Texas.
Very good, very good. And is Missouri more expensive than New York?
No, there isn't.
Is Missouri more expensive than New York?
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't. It isn't more expensive than New York. Very good. And do you know which famous person was born in Missouri?
I don't know.
No, I? No, I?
No, I don't.
No, I don't. Very good. Mark Twain. Do you know who Mark Twain is? No?
No.
Mark Twain. All right. Well, Mark Twain was a very famous writer. And he was born in Missouri. Do you know him, Jesus?
Yes, now I remember something about.
What do you remember about Mark Twain?
I don't know. It's in the deep of my brain.
In the depth.
In the depth
of your brain. Very good. He wrote The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Does that ring a bell?
Oh.
Las aventuras de Huckleberry Finn?
Sí.
Venga, hasta luego. Will you go to Missouri next year, Annabelle?
No, I won't.
No, I?
Won't.
Very good. And are you going to go to Missouri to study, Jesus?
No, I won't.
Very good. And is there a good university in Missouri?
Yes, there is.
Very good. And can you afford an American university?
Yes, I can.
Very good. And will you go to Missouri if I buy you a ticket, Annabelle?
Yes, I will.
Very good. Will you read more about Missouri?
Yes, I will.
No, you won't.
Why not?
I don't know.
I have time enough.
Okay, well then read about Missouri. Are you going to tell your friends about Missouri?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. Very good. And who was in Missouri? You or me?
Neither of us was in Missouri.
Very good. And who wants to go to Missouri? You, me, or Jesus?
None of us. Go to...
Who wants to go to Missouri?
None of us want...
Wants?
Wants go to...
Wants to go?
Wants to go to Missouri.
Very good. And do you think Missouri is interesting? Do you think Missouri is interesting?
Yes, I do.
Very good. And how long does a flight to Missouri last, more or less?
It lasts around...
It lasts?
It lasts around 5 hours. Or more.
5 hours from New York.
Okay.
Yeah, probably like 15.
Yeah. Oh, 15.
Yeah, I think so. I'd say so. Mm. And how often do you go to Missouri?
I've never gone to Missouri.
How often do you go? Not have you gone. How often do you go?
I normally don't go to Missouri.
You never go to Missouri?
I've never gone to Missouri.
No, I never go.
I've never go.
Not I've.
I never go to Missouri.
I never go to Missouri.
I never go to Missouri.
It's like saying, how often do you go to Arroyo Molinos? Have you, it's just a matter of, or how often do you, I don't know, brush your teeth with your left hand? It's not if you've ever tried it, but how often you do it, and you never do it. You never go to Missouri. I don't have family in Missouri, and you?
Me neither.
Or?
I don't have a family in Missouri either.
Mm-hmm.
Neither do I.
Very good. We would say I don't have family.
I don't have family.
Yes, not I don't have a family. I don't have family. Because your family, the nucleus of your family is your mother, brother, sister, or in case you have kids, your children. But you can have extended family, but it's not an extended family. It's general. Pues tengo no, in Spanish, you wouldn't say tengo una familia. In Missouri, unless you were married and had a family here and then lived a double life in Missouri. Right? So then you would have, no, sí, tengo una familia en Missouri porque tengo dos, una aquí, otra allá. But normally if you refer to the same family, then you would say, I don't have family in Missouri. And is Missouri near or far from Canada?
It's far from Canada.
Very good. Enough about Missouri. Ask me if I like to receive spam.
Do you like to receive the spam?
Very good. No, I do not like to receive spam. And is math more complicated than art? Is math more complicated than art?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Give me the full answer.
Yes, it is. Math.
Yes, math.
Yes, math is complicated.
More complicated. Math.
Math is more complicated than art.
Than art. Very good. And are you as young as some football players in Real Madrid? Are you as young as some football players in Real Madrid?
No, I'm not.
No, you're not. Very good. No, you're not. All right. We're going to take a look at vocabulary booklet number 2. List number 5 is what we did yesterday. So we're going to review it very quickly. How do you say habilidad o pericia?
Ability.
Very good. What about avanzado? Anabel.
Advanced.
Very good. Advanced. Very good. También.
Also.
Very good. Aprobación.
Approval.
Approval. Very good. Viaje de negocios.
Business trip.
Very good. Comparado con.
Compared to or compared with.
Very good. Diario, diariamente.
Daily.
Very good. Debido a.
To.
Due to. Very good. Entero.
Entire.
Very good. Excepto.
Except.
Very good. De vez en cuando.
From time to time.
Very good. Sin embargo.
However.
Yes. Incompetente.
Incompetent.
Very good. ¿Puedo hablar con?
May I speak to.
Very good. You could also say may I speak with. You can say that. Mecánico.
Mechanic.
Very good. Pago.
Payment.
Again?
Payment.
How do you spell it?
P-A-Y.
Very good.
M-E-N-T.
Yes. P-A-Y-M-E-N-T. Because I understood payment, which is P-A-I-D.
No D.
And no I. It's P-A-Y.
My pronunciation is not good.
Oh, but you know, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Thank you.
Silencioso. Silencioso, Anabel. We talked about this yesterday.
Quiet.
Very good. Mal educado.
Rude.
Very good. De alguna manera.
Somehow.
Very good. Somehow. Estable.
Stable.
Very good. Sorpresa.
Surprise.
Very good. El principio.
At beginning.
¿Eh? El principio.
The beginning.
Very good. Adoptar.
To adopt.
To adopt. Very good. Very good pronunciation. To adopt. Very good. Estar aburrido.
To be bored. No. To boring. To be boring.
No, eso es ser aburrido.
To be bored. To be bored.
To be bored. Very good. To be bored is estar aburrido. To be born is nacer. Very good. Bajar o descender.
Get down.
To go down. Very good. I brought as a basic exercise for you the account numbers. So you can go to the English O'Clock book, open the page on the account numbers, and take a look at block number 3. It's page number 35. Okay, we're going to do block number 3. I'm going to ask you about the accounts, and you're going to tell me how much money there is in each account. We're only going to be working with pounds today. Okay, remember the last number is very close to the word pound, okay? You don't say 13,455 pounds. You say 13,455 pounds, okay? So you put the last digit and the word pound, you put them nice and close together. So how much money is there in account number 177? Thissy.
There is 13,455 pounds. There is 13,000.
Slow down. Take a deep breath and start
again. There are 13,455 pounds.
Pounds?
Pounds.
It's called a pow. Pounds.
Pounds.
That's it.
Okay. In account number 177.
Repeat.
There is 13,455 pounds in account number 177.
Much better. Homework for you is to go back to this moment at home and listen to this moment again and compare your pronunciation being super, trying to be super fast and trying not to be so fast. Compare them and stick to the second one. How much money is there in account number 98? Jesus.
There is 17,000. £490 in account number 98.
98, very good. How much money is there in account number 87? Annabelle, how much money is there in account number 87?
There is £19,999 in account number 87.
Very good. And now say it again. Absolutely relaxed. Okay. Imagine you're chewing a very big chewing gum. All right. And say, there is £99,999 in account number 87.
There is £19,999 in account number 87.
Very good. £999 in account number 87. Very good. How much money is there in account number 65? Annabelle?
There is £18,767 in account number 65.
Very good. Now make pounds plural. £18,767 in account number 65. Repeat.
There is 18...
Don't say there is. Say there is.
There is £18,767 in account number 65.
Very good. How much money is there in account number 45? Jesus.
There is £16,535 in account number 45.
Very good. And how much money is there in account number 44?
There is 11,000.
Stop. Thousand.
Thousand.
Thousand. What you're saying is thousand.
Thousand.
And I need you to say thousand.
Thousand.
That's it.
There is £11,111 in account number 44.
Very good. And how much money is there in account number 31? Jesus.
There is £15,550 in account number 31.
31, very good. And how much money is there in account number 13, Decibel?
There is...
Don't say there,
there
is.
There is 16,000.
No.
There is 16?
Yes, 16 thousand. Is correct. Thousand.
Thousand.
Again.
There is 16,000. £666 in account number 13.
13, very good. How much money is there in account number 37, Annabelle?
There is 1,906 in account
number... Six what? Six cows? Six horses?
There is £1,906 in account number 37.
Very good. And the last one for Jesus. How much money is there in account number 95? 95.
There is £18,664 in account number 95.
That's why you have to repeat everything.
Yes, there is £18,664 in account number 95.
Very good. And if you listen carefully, you realize that account and pound has the same ow sound. Okay, so it's £18,664 in account number 95. All right, so the pow and a cow is the same sound. Account and pound. All right, very good. Questions about this exercise? Difficulties, maybe? No, nothing?
Not easy.
It's easy.
Yes.
It's easy.
Pronunciation.
That's the thing. Now, a lot of people will say, oh, but you're, you know... This is really easier. This is really basic. I'm like, all right. Well, I'm glad that you think the grammar behind it is easy, which it's, in my opinion, it's not, because you have to manage the structure there is. And remember that it's there is with accounts of money. Okay. So it's not there are 13,000, but there is. But this, if you control that, you still have to practice exercises like this, because if the grammatical structure is clear, what is the next thing to focus on?
The pronunciation.
Okay. So, I mean, a lot of people have difficulties with pronouncing words correctly, but still want difficult exercises. Give me more. Give me the third conditional. No, I'm not going to give you the third conditional if you're pronouncing there are. You see? It's and it's as simple as you know, taking those really easy exercises and turning them into a pronunciation exercise, and of course reviewing the grammar. All right, so remember, there is not that is, there is 13,455 pounds, link it nicely together, in account number 177. Okay, so you practice with a very, very basic exercise. You practice a lot. All right, we're going to go into the break, so I'm afraid we're not going to be able to have you tell me to take off my glasses and put them back on and then take them back off. We're going to do that tomorrow, but stay tuned because we're going to be right back after the break with a drill about questions with was and were. So stay tuned.
No sé si hacerme una Spanish omelette o freírme un egg con unas potatoes. Mira, mejor me hago una cheeseburger.
Mira, mejor hazte un trimestral.
¿Un qué?
Un curso trimestral de Vaughan. Con los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan, en solo 3 meses mejorarás tu nivel de inglés y aprenderás a pronunciar Spanish omelette, egg, potatoes y cheeseburger.
Clases 100% método Vaughan. Para todos los niveles. No te quedes sin tu plaza. Déjate de líos y mejor, hazte un trimestral. Más información en grupovaughan.com.
¿Tus hijos reciben el inglés que necesiten en el colegio? ¿Llegarán gracias al colegio a dominar el inglés cuando sean mayores? ¿Podrán en el futuro mantener el tipo en el ámbito profesional con el inglés del colegio? Si quieres que tengan un nivel de dominio que sorprende de verdad a reclutadores y futuros jefes, invierte ahora en su formación y tráelos aquí, a nuestro Club Junior. Clases pequeñas, intensas, divertidas y con profesores que les encantarán. El inglés dejará de ser un rollo para ellos y su progreso cambiará de la noche a la mañana. ¿Por qué? Porque de repente les gustará el inglés y la clase de inglés. Un cambio total. Y es este cambio de actitud hacia mi idioma, lo que les llevará, con trabajo eso sí, pero con trabajo estimulante, a llegar a ese nivel de dominio capaz de sorprender. Club Junior de Vaughan. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
La nueva tienda de Vaughan en Madrid te ofrece este programa. Vaughan presenta La Píldora del Inglés.
Siempre me olvido de comprar pañuelos.
I always forget to buy tissues.
Yo uso papel higiénico para sanarme la nariz. Los pañuelos son caros.
I use toilet roll to blow my nose. Tissues are expensive.
Dame un pañuelo, tengo mocos.
Give me a tissue, I have a runny nose.
Yo estaba en Las Vegas hace una semana.
I was in Vegas a week ago.
¿Estuvisteis tu prima y tú en Bruselas hace años?
Were you and your cousin in Brussels years ago?
¿Estuvo la hermana de su mujer en Moscú como hace una semana?
Was his wife's sister in Moscow about a week ago?
¿Me podrías fregar la cacerola?
Could you wash the saucepan for me?
¿Podrías rallar el queso, por favor? El rallador está en el armario encima del frigorífico.
Could you grate the cheese, please? The grater's in the cupboard above the fridge.
Ella ya ha cortado la carne en la tabla de cortar.
She's already chopped the meat on the chopping board.
¿Cuánto tiempo estuviste en Escocia?
How long were you in Scotland?
No sé cuánto se tarda.
I don't know how long it takes.
¿Cuánto se tarda en llegar a Salamanca desde Oviedo?
How long does it take to get to Salamanca from Oviedo?
¿Cuánto tiempo se tarda en llegar a Cartagena desde Murcia?
How long does it take to get to Cartagena from Murcia?
No se suele tardar mucho tiempo en preparar pasta.
It doesn't usually take very long to make pasta.
No tardo mucho tiempo en hacer la compra cada semana.
It doesn't take me long to do the shopping every week.
Directivos, emprendedores, líderes de equipo, personas interesadas en el liderazgo. El jueves 25 de octubre, de 16:30 a 20:30 horas, en la oficina central de Vaughan Systems, en la calle Orense 69, primera planta, tienes una nueva oportunidad de asistir al seminario Emprender y Liderar. Las claves del éxito, impartido por Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado. Consigue tu plaza en grupovaughan.com/seminario. Si necesitas un asesoramiento personalizado, ven a la nueva tienda de Vaughan, en la calle Orense 69, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. Y si eres de los perezosos, entra en vaughantienda.com. Ahora, envío gratis. Consulta condiciones. Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio. escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
To the second half of English O'Clock. You guys. All right, we're going to do the drill number 117, and we're going to do sentences 61 to 70. Okay, so it's questions with was and were. All right, quite simple, or questions or it's just an exercise with was and were. So the first one is, where were you yesterday at noon? Where were you yesterday at noon, Annabelle?
I was yesterday at noon in my house.
No, you weren't. Noon is mediodía.
Ah, okay.
Midday.
I was yesterday.
You have to say the place first. So, for example, yesterday, or I was at home yesterday at 11 o'clock.
Yesterday at work.
Yesterday at noon.
Yesterday noon.
Yesterday at noon.
Yesterday at noon.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a work.
At work.
At work.
Yes. Yesterday at noon, I was at work.
Yesterday at noon.
I was
at work.
Very good. Now you take the first part of the sentence, yesterday at noon, and put that at the end.
Okay.
So,
I was at work yesterday at noon.
Mejor, no? Both are correct. You can say both. But sometimes it's just easier to say, yesterday I was at the supermarket, at the cinema, at a restaurant, yesterday at whatever. Okay, so sometimes it's just simply easier, but it's up to you guys. Where were you yesterday morning? Jesus, where were you yesterday morning?
Yesterday morning I was at the library.
At the library, very good. And where were you yesterday?
Yesterday, I were at home.
I was.
Yesterday, I was at work.
Y así de rápido cambia home a work.
Está bien, ¿no? Yesterday, I was at work.
Yes, yesterday, I was at home, at work, at school. At. Okay. Yesterday, I was at home, at school, at work. Good. Jesus, ask me where I was yesterday at 8 a.m.
Where were you yesterday at 8 a.m.?
Very good. I was on my way to work yesterday at 8 a.m. I was walking up the street. Annabelle, ask Ceci where she was yesterday at 11 p.m.
Ceci, yesterday. Where were you?
Yesterday
at 11
p.m.
P.m.
Again. Where were you yesterday?
Where were you yesterday at 11 a.m.?
P.m.
P.m.
Yes. Where were you yesterday at 11 p.m.? Now, there is, if when you listen to me pronouncing where were, there is a difference. Do you hear the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Annabelle, do you hear the difference?
Yes.
You do? Because it's a matter of hearing it. So when you look at my mouth and I say where, you see that I open it. Where, you could also say, all right? Where, and then when I say were, my mouth is very, very small. Where were. Try it.
Were.
No, where.
Where. Were.
That's it. Do you feel the difference of the sound that comes out of your mouth? I don't know how else to explain it. Jesus.
Where were.
Very good. Where were.
Where were.
Very good. Where were. All right. So where were you yesterday at 11 p.m.?
Yesterday was.
Yesterday at 11 p.m.
Yesterday at 11 p.m. I was working out.
You were working out. Very good. So you were at the gym.
Yeah.
Very good. Now give me the time frame at the end. So I was working out at the gym
mm-hmm. at...
Yesterday?
Yesterday at 11 p.m.
Very good. All right. Jesus, ask Annabelle where she was yesterday at 3 a.m.
Annabelle, where were you yesterday at 3 a.m.?
Very good.
I was...
Yes.
At home.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday at 3 a.m.
At 3 a.m. Very good. Yesterday I was at home at 3 a.m. Very good. Or I was at home yesterday at 3 a.m. Very good. Annabelle, ask Jesus where he was yesterday at 7 a.m.
Where were you yesterday at 3 p.m.?
At 7 a.m.
At 7 a.m.
Very good.
I was taking a bath.
You were taking a bath at 7 a.m.?
Yes.
Taking a bath?
Yes.
Wow. Really?
How long? Or online.
Let's not go there. Jesus, very good. You were taking a bath at 7 a.m. I think it's very admirable to get up of bed and take a bath, because I always take a shower and thinking that I'm gonna, you know, typical Saturday morning, like, oh, you know, I'm gonna get up at 7 a.m. and have a bath. You know, for me it's more of an evening thing. But you take a bath at 7 in the morning. You weren't really taking a bath, were you?
I meant...
Que has abierto la caja de Pandora.
I was taking a shower.
Oh, you were taking a shower.
Yes.
Now that's a whole different story.
Yes.
It's a whole different story.
Taking a bath
is bañarse. No, yes, it's to sit down in the bathtub and, you know, relaxing. Yeah. Which is why I was saying... Qué raro, ¿no? Levantarse así de la mañana.
I have to come here with fits at 9.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, then definitely shower. Because the bath usually takes longer.
Yes.
And it doesn't exclude the shower. Because after having a bath, you have to have a shower. Absolute waste of water. Anyways.
But in Spanish that Peruvian people speak,
mm-hmm.
yes, we don't have a difference between bath.
Mm-hmm.
Or a shower.
Really? So it's not ducharse and bañarse?
Ducharse. No, only ducharse.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can ducharse when you're actually having a bath. It's the same
word.
It's
the same. It's the same word.
Interesting. I'm trying to think in Polish, it's probably the same. Well, I mean, the two different words. In German, I think as well. Duschen und baden. Yeah. Anyways, going. Duschen und baden. Yeah. Duschen. Is to take a shower, and baden is to bathe, literally to bathe, to take a bath. Good. Going back to the exercise, Thecibel, ask Jesus where he was yesterday at 4 p.m.
Where?
Very good.
Where were you?
Yesterday.
Yesterday at four
p.m.
P.m.
Very good.
I was here on live with you.
Very good. Yes, that's right. Ask Annabelle where she was yesterday at 8 p.m.
Where were you yesterday at 8 p.m.?
Wait, what is he asking her?
He's asking her where...
No.
He's asking her... ¿Dónde estuvo?
Yes.
Where she was...
Very good.
Yesterday at... 7 p.m.?
8 p.m.
8 p.m.
8 p.m. Very good. So what does he want to know, Annabelle? What does he want to know?
He wants to know if...
Where?
Where I was...
Very good.
Yesterday
at
8 p.m.
Perfect. Very good. And your answer is?
I was at gym.
At the gym?
At the gym.
Yesterday?
Yesterday, 8 p.m.
At
8 p.m.
Repeat.
I was at the gym yesterday at 8 p.m.
Very good, very good. And the last one, Annabelle, ask Ceci where she was yesterday at 9:30 a.m.
Ceci, where were you yesterday at 9:30 a.m.
Very good. What is she asking her?
She is asking here where was she?
Where she was.
She's asking here where she was yesterday at 9:30.
A.M.
A.M.
Very good. So what does she want to know?
She wants to know where I was yesterday at 9:30 a.m.
Very good. And your answer is?
I was studying English o'clock with my mom at 9:30 yesterday at 9:30
a.m. A.M. Very good. And she was like, venga ya.
It's true.
It's true. And we can tell. We can tell because you're improving greatly. So well done. Well done. Very good. We're going to do drill number 103. We're going to look at sentences 21 to 30. And it's about doing both or not doing either. Okay? Very simple. Question 21 goes like this. Do you like spiders or snakes?
I don't like either.
Very good. I don't like either. Now, there is another way to say it, which is I like neither.
I like neither.
Very good. So you can either say I don't like either, or you can say I like neither. Okay? Pensando que la N de la negación don't se adjunta al neither. Okay? So I like neither. So we're going to do both versions today. Do you like caterpillars or worms? Do you like caterpillars or worms?
I like neither.
Mm-hmm. I like neither, or the other version
is? I don't like either.
Very good. I don't like either, or I don't like either. Both pronunciations are correct. Do you play the piano or the violin?
I don't play either.
Mm-hmm.
I play neither.
I play neither. Very good. Do you play the saxophone or the trombone?
I don't play either. I play neither.
I play neither. Very good. Do you play the violin or the trombone?
I don't play either. I play neither.
Very good. Do you prefer 50 degrees or minus 40 degrees?
I don't prefer either. I prefer neither.
Very good. Do you prefer a bad book or a bad movie?
I don't prefer either.
I actually prefer a bad book, but continue. bad movie. Sorry, I explained that why. Repeat.
I don't prefer either.
I don't prefer either.
I prefer neither.
I prefer neither. Very good. I prefer a bad movie. If I had to choose, I prefer a bad movie. Because it's a bad 1.5 hours. But if you're reading a bad book, Jesus Christ, that's like a whole month or a whole week of reading a bad book. So that's why I prefer a bad movie. Very good. Do you prefer bad food or bad movies?
I don't prefer either. I prefer neither.
I prefer neither. Very good. Do you prefer being sad or being angry?
I don't prefer either. I prefer neither.
Very good. Do you prefer breaking an arm or breaking a leg?
I don't prefer either. I prefer neither.
I prefer neither. Very good. Well done. All right. We're going to do a translation list, and we're not going to do a translation list from the translation booklet. We're going to do a translation list from the book called Learn to Speak Up. It's a focused translation booklet, and it's focused on a wide variety of grammatical structures. All right. So you have possessive pronouns and possessive adjectives and there and to be. And you have comparatives and superlatives, the accusative, model verbs, how long something takes. So you have a wide variety of grammatical structures. And each translationist focuses on a grammatical structure. It's not a mix like in the translation booklet. It's a little bit of everything. So yesterday I decided that we're going to do translationist number one, and it's about possessive pronouns and possessive adjectives. And you're like, what is that? It's the whole thing of his, him, mine, etc. Okay, so let's see how you guys do on this one. ¿Dónde está el mío? ¿Dónde está el mío? Jesus.
Where's mine?
Very good. ¿Quién tiene el de Pepe?
Who has Pepe's?
Who has Pepe's? Very good. Los míos y los de él son muy parecidos.
Mine and hers.
Mine.
Mine and de él, ¿no?
De él.
And his.
Ajá.
Are similar.
Muy parecidos.
Are so similar.
Muy.
Very similar.
Very similar.
Very similar.
Again.
Mine and his are very similar.
Very good. Los nuestros no fueron elegidos.
Hours when chosen.
Chosen.
Hours when chosen.
Very good. ¿Por qué son más grandes los tuyos que los míos?
Why are yours bigger than mine?
Yes, why are yours bigger than mine? Very good. El de ellos es del mismo color que el de ella. Toma.
El de ellos.
El de ellos.
The one theirs?
No, theirs.
Theirs are...
Mm-hmm. Is?
No. Theirs is the same color than...
As
hers.
Yes, theirs is the same color as his, as hers. Very good. Los de Pepe no llegarán hasta finales de mes.
Pepe's ones.
Pepe's.
Pepe's won't get...
Arrive.
Get... Pepe's, Pepe's won't arrive until the end of the next month.
Of the month.
Of the month.
Yes, very good. Pepe's won't arrive until the end of the month. Very good. Estos se parecen mucho a los de él.
This is...
These.
This. No, this one.
No, these.
This.
These.
Is,
these books. These.
This.
Seem.
Uh-huh. Look.
Look.
This look is... No, repeat.
Estos se parecen mucho a los de él.
This
parecerse es look like.
This look like... Than him.
Mm-mm. This look mucho. This look a lot.
A lot.
Like.
Like him.
His. Yes. This look a lot like his. Repeat.
This look like.
A lot like.
This a look.
No. This look a lot.
This look a lot like his.
Yes. These look a lot like his. Very good. ¿De quién son estos?
Whose are there? Are theirs.
Estos, no los de ellos.
Whose are these?
Whose are these? Very good. ¿De quiénes eran los que vi ayer?
Whose were the ones I saw yesterday?
Brilliant. Very good. Whose were the ones I saw yesterday? Very good. ¿De quién es este libro?
Whose book is this?
Very good. Antes, this is difficult. This is difficult. Antes era mío, pero ahora es de Pepe.
It used to be mine, but now it's Pepe's.
Very good. El mío es el que está en el estante.
Mine is the ones.
The one.
The one are in the...
On.
Are on the shelves.
No are. Mine is...
Mine is the one on the shelves.
Yes, on the shelf.
On the shelf.
Yes, el estante, no los estantes.
Ah, on the shelf.
Mm-hmm. Mine is the one on the shelf. Very good. El de ellos es el azul. El de ellos es el azul.
His.
El de ellos.
Theirs.
Theirs.
Theirs is blue. The blue ones.
Yes, one.
One.
Yes, theirs is the blue one. Repeat.
Theirs is the blue ones.
The
one. Theirs is the blue one.
Now you have it. Very good. El verde antes era mío.
The green one... Before
used to?
The green one used to be mine.
Yes, the green one used to be mine. Very good. Well done, Jesus. El de ella es el que está en el suelo.
Hers is on the wall.
Her en el suelo.
On the wall. On the ceiling. No, on the roof.
Cada vez más alto.
Espérate.
En el suelo.
On the ground.
On the floor.
On the floor. Oh, Dios mío. Vale.
El de ella es él. Que está en el suelo.
Yeah,
no, el de ella está en el suelo, sino es el que está en el suelo.
Hers is that one.
Is the one.
Is the one. It is
on.
On the floor.
Repeat.
Hers is the one. Is on.
Why is there another is in your sentence? You just need one is. Hers is the one.
On the floor.
Yes.
Hers is on the. Hers is the one on the floor.
Very good. Now, in Spanish, I know why you're confused, yeah. Because in Spanish it's el de ella es el que está en el suelo. But in English, we don't need that other, the second verb to be. We just say hers is the one on the floor. El suyo es el que, el en el suelo. You could almost say el suyo es el en el suelo.
Mm-hmm.
But in Spanish, it requires the verb está. Good. El tuyo se perdió.
Yours got lost.
Got lost or was lost. Very good. Los nuestros son mucho más brillantes que los de él.
Ours.
Now, más brillante is much brighter.
Our is...
Los nuestros. No el nuestro. Los nuestros.
Yours.
No. Los nuestros. Nuestro coche would be...
Ours.
Our car.
Our car.
Ahora,
our.
Pues nuestros coches, los nuestros.
Ours.
Ours, very good.
Ours.
So, los nuestros son mucho más brillantes que los de él.
Ours, a lot of...
Are much brighter.
Much brighter than...
De, los de él.
Her.
His. Very good. Ours are much brighter than his, repeat.
Ours than... No.
Ours are...
Ours than...
Ours
are... Ours are...
Much brighter.
Much brighter than his.
Now you have it. Ours are much brighter than his. Very good. El de ella no llegó a tiempo para ser incluido.
Hers didn't come on time to
didn't
be...
arrive?
Hers didn't arrive on time to be included.
In time to be included.
Hers didn't arrive... In time to be included.
Very good, very good. ¿Por qué fue excluido el nuestro?
Why was ours
excluido? Excluded.
Excluded.
Yes. Why was ours excluded?
Why was ours excluded?
Excluded. Very good. El de ellos estaba encima del mío. El de ellos estaba encima del mío. Well, how do you say encima de?
Above.
No.
Above.
On?
On the top.
Of. On top of. All right. So.
Theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Is. Theirs was above.
On.
On top. On top.
Of.
Of.
El del mío.
Mine.
Again.
No, I don't remember.
Theirs.
Theirs was on top.
Of
mine.
Very good. Theirs was on top of mine. Very good. El libro de María está al lado del tuyo. Anabel. Huh. El libro de María está al lado del tuyo.
María's book is next to you. You.
Del tuyo. De tu libro, del tuyo. Next to?
You.
Yours.
Yours.
Yes. Mary's book is next to yours. Repeat.
Mary's books is next.
Book
is next. To yours.
Very good. El vuestro fue rechazado.
Yours were...
Was.
Yours were...
Was.
Yours was rejected.
Very good. Yours was rejected. Very good. El de él fue aceptado. El de él fue aceptado.
His was... accepted.
Yes, his was accepted. Very good. And the last one, super easy, peasy, lemon squeezy. París es famoso por su arte. París es famoso por su arte.
Paris is famous for its art.
Very good. Paris is famous for its art. Well done. Well done. Very good. You guys are suffering in here. You guys are suffering. All right, very good. We don't have much time, so I'm just going to start the exercise with the glasses. Tell me to take them off.
Take them off.
What is she telling me?
She's telling you to take it off.
To take them off.
She's telling you to take them off.
So what does she want me to do?
She wants to do... She wants you to take off.
She wants you to take them off.
She wants to know...
She wants you to take them off.
She wants you... To take them off.
Yes, she wants you to take
them off.
The glasses them off.
Off.
Yes.
She wants you to take them off.
Very good. What am I going to do?
Right.
What am I going to do?
You are going to take them off.
Yes, you're going to take them off. Very good. So what will I do?
You will take them off.
Very good. What am I doing?
You are taking them off.
Very good. What was I doing?
You was taking them
you
off.
You
were taking them off.
You were taking them off. All right. Very good. I'm not going to torture you with this today. I'm going to torture you with this tomorrow. But before we finish the show today, the question was, how do you say trenza in English? How do you say trenza in English? And the answer is...
Break.
Broth.
Broth.
Bueno.
Braid.
Bueno. Broth.
Chicken broth.
Broth.
Sopa de caldo de pollo.
No pollo. Broth. Broth.
No. Braid. Braid. Braid is the correct answer. B-R-A-I-D. Braid is how you say una trenza. So that's what I wanted to know for Twitter. Thank you guys for coming today. Thank you guys out there for listening and participating on Twitter. Have a fantastic afternoon, and we see you tomorrow, same time, same place. Bye bye.
No sé si hacerme una Spanish omelette o freírme un egg con unas potatoes. Mira, mejor me hago una cheeseburger.
Mira, mejor hazte un trimestral.
¿Un qué?
Un curso trimestral de Vaughan. Con los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan, en solo 3 meses mejorarás tu nivel de inglés y aprenderás a pronunciar Spanish omelette, egg, potatoes y cheeseburger.
Clases 100% método Vaughan, para todos los niveles. No te quedes sin tu plaza. Déjate de líos y mejor, hazte un trimestral. Más información en grupovaughan.com. Vaughan presenta La Píldora del Inglés.
¿Está lloviendo?
Is it raining?
Ella está de pie.
She's standing.
Él no está sentado.
He isn't sitting.
No estamos hablando de eso.
We aren't talking about that.
Están hablando inglés.
They're speaking English.
¿Estás hablando conmigo?
Are you talking to me?
Es para nosotras.
It's for us.
No estoy hablando por teléfono.
I'm not talking on the phone.
No están a su lado, de él.
They aren't next to him.
No estás delante de ello.
You aren't in front of it.
¿Estás delante de mí?
Are you in front of me?
No, no lo estoy.
No, I'm not.
¿Está él a su lado de ella?
Is he next to her?
Sí, lo está.
Yes, he is.
¿Están detrás de nosotros?
Are they behind us?
No, no lo están.
No, they aren't.
¿Está ella delante de ellos?
Is she in front of them?
Sí, lo está.
Yes, she is.
¿Estás escuchando música?
Are you listening to music?
No, no estoy escuchando música.
No, I'm